Heavy showers and a top of 14 in Mount Gambier. Good morning, I'm Wade Stevens. A Narracourt motorist is among 10 South Australians caught drug driving on Melbourne Cup Day. The 19-year-old returned a positive reading for THC when behind the wheel. A total of 2,980 alcotests and 91 drug tests were conducted statewide during the operation. 14 people were busted drink driving. Signs have appeared on the doors of the Grand Hotel in Millicent, saying it will remain closed until further notice. 3 months ago, the Grand was provided a $50,000 revitalisation grant from Airbnb to capitalise on being the second most haunted hotel in Australia. Airbnb promoted the hotel on its Facebook page 16 days ago. 3 rooms at the hotel are currently listed on the Airbnb website. A water catchment at the Mount Gambier Railway Lands is being drained today in an attempt to eradicate an invasive fish species. Gambusia was discovered in the water body in October last year. The fish are hurting and outcompeting the protected southern pygmy perch. Environmental Sustainability Officer Aaron Izzard says the invasion of Gambusia is a perfect example of why people shouldn't move aquatic creatures or plants from one place to another.
Since the Gambusia have been in there, we've been catching a lot less. So we've only really been getting, you know, the odd sort of pygmy perch since they're in there. So it's really hard to tell until we drain it, try and rescue them. So I couldn't really give you a number, but there is definitely less than there was, I would say.
Anita Ranks become the first Glenelgshire councillor to embark on a fourth term as mayor. She's part of an all-female leadership team, Chrissy Hawker, elected as deputy mayor overnight. Mayor Rank was first elected to the chamber in 2012. Councillor Hawker is Glenelg's first deputy mayor since 1996. Tarpena advocate Shirley Little has celebrated 25 years of local government service to the District Council of Grant. The councillor was presented a local government association certificate and pin at this week's council meeting. And coffee with a cop's on again at the Mount Gambier Marketplace. Community members who want to chat with local police in a casual setting can meet them in the food court from 10 a.m. for a complimentary coffee. Home games for the Millicent Magic and Mount Gambier Lakers this weekend in the Country Basketball League. The Magic versus the Ararat Redbacks on Saturday in the men's competition. The Lakers host the Redbacks the following afternoon.